It's time to step into the Snake Pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit.
Yeah.
Snake.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Man.
What happened?
I don't know.
It was just getting good.
Beat the bar.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, sponsor.
Beat the bar.
American Link Detection.
What's going on?
All right, Ham.
You okay, Ham?
Sometimes it's rough. Sometimes early on it's rough.
It gets easier towards the end.
All these,
the middle with all that e-news.
All these buttons.
So we had dinner the other night, and we discussed several things about this show, this new little Hardline 5.0 incarnation. And one of the things that Davey brought up was, how about some sort of Hardline story time type thing?
Mm-hmm.
Where every now and then we look back at something that hadn't been discussed in a million years and dig it back up, give it new life, and kind of examine it from a fresh set of eyes and ears. And I figured this would be a good time to kick it off because last week, during Bob's World, Bob played us audio from an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia concerning Wade Boggs.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Wade Boggs.
And Boss Hogg.
And it all kind of tied in to Wade Boggs, the legend of Wade Boggs drinking 75 beers on a transcontinental airline flight from Boston to San Francisco or something like that. Somewhere on the West Coast or back to Boston.
Maybe Seattle, I don't know.
As Wade played for the Red Sox. And it was a really funny episode, and I've seen it before, or seen it since, and it's great. So, but it got me thinking about the interaction that I had with Wade Boggs back in the early part of the 2000s. And it was a really, really random meeting, because we were out there at the time. We used to go to spring training every single year. And I believe this was the first time that I actually went to spring training with the then hosts, Mike Reiner and Greg Williams.
And this was when they were in the Sunshine League or whatever.
Yeah.
Before they moved to Arizona.
So when Nolan got involved, they moved to Arizona.
Nolan
became part of the Cactus League. They were part of the Grapefruit League.
Grapefruit League, Sunshine,
yes.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Out there in Florida. And so, yes, we would go to, what was the town
Port
called?
Charlotte.
Port Charlotte. Yeah. I mean, it was a dump. But you had all these little areas kind of dotted in and around Port Charlotte with all these Major League Baseball teams. And so we would kind of travel. We would do our show there, obviously, from Port Charlotte for a week. But we would kind of bounce around Fort Myers and other places just to see these teams. The Red Sox were down there. The Yankees were down there. There were certain, you know, teams that were in and around there. And for whatever reason, we went to see the Devil Rays play.
Back when they were still the Devil Rays?
Yes. And as you probably can imagine, Bob, this was not something that was on my bucket list.
Man, I need you more and more games.
Going to see a Devil Rays game. Well, so we're all sitting there watching the Rays, and I'm sure they're playing the Rangers. But we're watching the game, and suddenly we are handed this little missive up in the press area. And these are tiny, tiny little stadiums, you know, called a couple of thousand. They're all beaten down.
Right.
A lot of them weren't redone or anything like that. And I think the Rays took over somebody else's facility that moved out to the Cactus League. And
they're more like high school stadiums than even minor league stadiums.
Like, there are high school stadiums now that are infinitely better than some of those Florida stadiums. I'm sure they've been redone since we started going out there, but they were really, really bad. But anyway, up in the beaten down press area, they handed us like this little one sheet, and it said on there, Wade Boggs, legendary Red Sox and Devil Ray, because if you remember, Wade Boggs played the majority of his career, obviously, in Boston, but
sure.
His last couple of seasons, he made it to Tampa to play with the Devil Rays.
That's right.
Got his 3,000th hit in Tampa.
Not only that, they retired his number. He played there 2 years at the age of like 40 and 41, and he ends up there. Then
you think Bill Simmons is mad about that?
Oh, my God. Then he became like their, as Brett Hull became with the Stars, Wade Boggs became an ambassador for the Rays. And so the press release said, if anybody would like to talk to Wade Boggs about the Tampa area, because that's what he was promoting, the Tampa
the
area.
The Tampa area?
Yes.
It's a nice bridge.
Right. Then you're more than welcome to. And so I kind of looked at the guy, I was like, can I do it, like, now? And he goes, yeah, he's right down there. And, again, it's a little stadium, so you walk, like, 50 feet down
so
there.
Where is it? What is he doing?
And there's Wade Boggs standing there, like, dressed like Jimmy Buffett, and just kind of hanging out. And so I walked down there, and I was like, excuse me, sir. And he was like, yes. And I was like, I was told that maybe I could speak with you for a second. And so I had it in my head that I would do this interview and fake confuse Wade Boggs with George Brett.
This is one of my favorite
Brilliant.
Things. I'm so happy
Brilliant.
Right now.
And
I haven't heard this in years.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I've not. I listened to it this morning.
This, to quote Rhines, is when you were useful. When...
Yeah.
When young, long-haired Snake had a giant sack and would just go up and do anything he was told or any random idea he had.
Yeah, just go for it.
Athlete.
It may suck.
No matter how high profile, no matter how intimidating.
Right. It may absolutely suck, but I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah.
You know, and I was new to the show and all that crap. So, but I had this idea and I had like hastily written notes out of what I was going to say, you know, and I kind of, cause I was like, can I do it now? And the guy's like, yeah, go down there now. So I ran down there and I, before I did the interview though, I think the game was going on and he was like, can we wait until the middle of the inning? Or I can't remember, but yeah, we sat
there.
Who
wants to interrupt the spring training game?
We sat there and we talked, and oddly enough, we were talking about Star Wars. I'm not joking, because I think at the time the new.
You tried that with Pete DeBoer as well.
Oh, yeah. The new ones were coming out.
Yeah, maybe
out.
Phantom Menace was coming out or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and I don't know how it got brought up or anything like that, but I had this pleasant conversation with him, and then when it was time, he was like, okay, let's go. And again, I never brought up his name. I just said, hello, nice to meet you, sir. I didn't say...
Like Ron Dane.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
Hello, nice to meet you. So, I, you know, it was just all this, you know, surface stuff, but... We had a very nice chat beforehand.
Okay.
And I think that I disarmed him. Like, we had a few laughs and things like that, which is always very important when you're doing something that may be a little scary.
Grease the skids first.
Exactly. You gotta know how to play before you just dive in there. So, this was how it went, and, stop and start if you want, but, just, this was, in Port Charlotte around 2000, and there I am with Wade Boggs.
All right, we're here with the great Wade Boggs, joining us here live in Tampa. I got to say, you look different in person than you did on the baseball field. I don't know if it's a facial hair or what, but you look more handsome than I remember you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Well, actually, I'm out of uniform, and I wore a tighter uniform when I played than I normally wear clothes. So that's probably the one thing.
You look like an extremely handsome version of Tom Kite.
Tom Kite.
A much, much higher level of handsomeness.
Well, I'm sure he's a much better golfer than I am. That's for sure.
By the way, Tom Kite is not very handsome.
Oh, he looks ridiculous. Like you would,
I don't know.
You would not want to look like
bottle
Tom
glasses.
Kite.
They're all foggy all the time.
I don't know why I said that.
All right, you're a career 300 hitter. You got 3,000 hits, a couple of gold gloves. You got to feel like you contributed. When you look back on your career, you got to say, you know what? I did something.
Well, I had fun playing. I think that when you sit there and try to be the best that you can be to help a team win, these are the things that you need to do. You need to get on base, drive in runs, make plays, and things like that. And these are just awards that you get once you accomplish something in a sport. So when you strive to be the best, some people get there and some don't.
Well, congrats on making the Hall of Fame. I'm sure that's really been your goal from day one. I guess every person's goal that's in the major leagues.
Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Well, I just retired last year. So it takes 5 years to vote on that. So
okay, I thought you retired a while back.
Yeah, it's only been a year. I retired in 99.
Okay. You got a World Series ring. Probably could have had a few more if it wouldn't have been for those great Billy Martin-led Yankee teams. But at least you got one.
Well, in actuality, when I was there, Billy Martin was in Oakland. So.
Okay. You have a World Series ring?
Yeah, but Billy Martin wasn't a manager.
Okay.
So I never played for Billy Martin.
All right. Talk about playing with Jim Sundberg. I know in 85 he joined your team, and a lot of people locally back in Dallas have fond memories of Jim Sundberg. Did you enjoy playing with him?
Catcher?
Right.
Jim Sundberg?
Right.
I played with him on an 86 All-Star team, but I never played with him as a teammate.
Let me take you back to the mid-80s. You're having a great season as usual. Hit a home run against New York. Billy Martin, who we were talking about early, he protests a home run. You come running out of the dugout, freaking out. What's going through your mind when he actually protested? And you got to be thinking, this is the most insane thing I've ever heard of.
You got the right bio there?
Wade Boggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he ended up winning the argument and the whole pine tar incident.
No, that's George Brett. That's pine tar. That wasn't me. I wore a lot of pine tar on the bat, but I didn't hit that home run.
Who'd you play for?
Boston Red Sox.
Were you good?
You got my bio there?
I thought I did. I'm sorry. I was handed this stuff from the NFL.
No, everything you've been asking me sounds like you got George Brett's bio there.
What do you do now?
I'm the batting coach for the Devil Rays.
And they're a minor league team for who?
Actually, they're a major league baseball team, and they're in the Tampa Bay area.
All right. Were you as good as George Brett?
You did your homework, didn't you?
Sorry.
How'd they give guys like you this job?
I don't know. I apologize. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
I'd like to promote the Tampa Bay area, that's for sure. That's why I'm here today.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all I have for you. I appreciate you coming by, and I'm sorry for the mix-up. But
yeah, see if they can get to fax you a different bio next time.
I'm sure you were a great player in your day.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, all Mr. Right. Boggs.
That was...
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Brilliant.
Did you ever go back and let him know, or to this day does he realize...
No,
I think you're the biggest moron ever.
I let him know, and he was laughing. I think he knew midway through it. You know,
that's incredible.
He knew I wasn't that big of an idiot. You know, I think at the beginning he was like, okay, and then he kind of caught on to the bit. But
he wrote it out.
The Stones were incredible there.
Yeah, he was funny. And then I saw him again a couple of spring trainings later. I can't remember where, but I walked up to him and I was like, hey, George. And he looked at me and he was like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Remember that time awesome. You pooped your pants at Caesars?
You literally accused him of the pine tar home run. That's so great. Wow.
So anyway, yeah, that when you played all that, the Always Sunny stuff, it reminded me of that. So there is our first edition of Hardline Storytime.
You know what that inspired was a Gribble interviewing Ice Cube as Ice T.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. That was inspired by this bit.
Damn.
That was amazing, too. We should visit that soon.
I would love to.
Because Ice Cube wrote it out, too.
He did?
He's like, I think you're trying to ask Ice T. I'm Ice Cube. It's so good. Man, that's legendary, Snake.
All right.
That's the best Snake Pit ever.